EY Nordics, embracing the future of work through trust, tech, and human connection. EY Nordics exemplifies the shift towards flexible work models and the increasing role of technology in shaping the workplace. The firm's hybrid model empowers employees to decide where, when, and how they work, built on a foundation of trust-based leadership. A trust-based approach is key as research for our evolving workplaces. Find Your Space to Thrive report finds that in half of survey responses, employees cite a lack of flexibility and their organization's hybrid policy as causes of dissatisfaction. We empower our people to make decisions with their leaders and teams, determining where to work, when to work, and how to work, says Claus Christensen, head of workplace experience and advanced analytics at EY Nordics, as he describes the firm's approach to flexible working. This isn't a rigid policy, it's a mindset, one rooted in Nordic values of autonomy and mutual respect. Leadership mentality, the enabler of greater productivity and customer relationships. With trust providing the base for the business, EY wants every employee to adopt a mentality of leadership. We all have a role to play, and we want all our people to adopt a leadership mindset. We should all have an ambition to act as role models, he says. Teams with open communication and empowering leaders aren't just happier. They're more productive and customer-focused. They are more productive, they have more time with customers, and they thrive better individually in terms of health and well-being. Analytics and workplace experience. EY actively uses analytics to enhance workplace experience. It evaluates both employee feedback and operational data to understand behaviors and their impact on performance and well-being. By analyzing this data, EY uncovered a powerful truth: connection matters. Lunches, coffee breaks, casual chats, these moments drive inclusion, retention, and a sense of belonging. While there are a range of services that organizations can provide to motivate employees in, Claus added during a panel discussion at our launch event for the Evolving Workplaces report that it is not only the amenities that encourages people back, but the social and emotional connection built from those. It's moving beyond services and commodities to create experiences. The strongest driver is not the coffee itself, it's the act of sharing it with a colleague. That's why people come in, he said at the event. By analyzing the correlations between social interaction and positive outcomes, EY can design targeted interventions to improve employee engagement. Future of work, AI, and customization. The future of work at EY is smart, seamless, and deeply personal. A meeting room will not just be a meeting room, Claus explains. It will be customized for either fully digital, fully face-to-face, or hybrid, for example. AI will help tailor workspaces to individual needs, boosting efficiency and experience. Data in the Evolving Workplaces report shows most employees are optimistic about the technology, especially AI's potential in data analysis, customer service, and content creation. While excited about the potential for tech-enhanced workspaces, Claus also recognizes challenges, such as potential isolation, particularly for younger generations, and the need to create spaces for genuine human connection. We see some signs of younger generations coming in and feeling a bit alienated. Then the question becomes, how do we help them to connect with colleagues and get experiences leading to a stronger sense of inclusion and belonging? Claus says. Data for our Evolving Workplaces report also found that employees see social connection as the key motivator to be in the office. And so organizations must ensure that these spaces drive interaction, collaboration, and sense of community. Preventing burnout. Also, in a world that's always on, EY is creating space to switch off. This is a key area to address, as according to data from Mercer, 82% of employees feel at risk of burning out. Claus says that offices need spaces where people can pause, reflect, and recharge. Businesses like ours will need to create places and experiences where people are not on and can slow down. This ties in with one of the key workplace trends highlighted by Future Talent's Caroline Hart Sehested, who also presented at the Evolving Workspaces event. She said there is currently a shift from being to well-being, with companies needing to address employee burnout and stress. By trusting in its individuals and teams to manage their hybrid working routines, EY has been able to offer the flexibility that many workers desire. But by also listening to employees and enhancing its offices to support human connection, EY has also created spaces that people want to return to.